We are now starting a new series, and in the series we call this Behind the Scene. Right? Hindi scene na S-E-E-N-E, no? But behind what is already been seen, okay? It's looking beyond what the eyes can see. And this series really is all about the work of the Holy Spirit, okay? The moving and the work of the Holy Spirit. And it's our hope, it is our prayer that through this series, we will learn to depend on God, okay, all the more. And begin to have the faith to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, by really stepping out in faith and preaching the gospel, okay, so that the gospel of God will continue to advance, okay? So, and in this series, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit as the healer. And we're going to also talk about the Holy Spirit as the miracle worker. He is also the liberator. Okay, and he is extraordinary in all of his ways. Okay, so the Holy Spirit is God. Okay, he's part of the Trinity, okay, the Godhead, okay, he is equal, coexistent, and co-equal with God, okay, he proceeded from the Father, okay, so, and the Lord Jesus promised him to everyone who believes so that they will be empowered to do the works of ministry. And we find that in the book of Acts, really, the book of Acts is not a book of the autobiography of the Apostle Peter or the Apostle Paul, though big chunks of that book talks about the ministry of Peter, okay, how the Holy Spirit been using him, and then it shifted to the Apostle Paul, okay, and but really the book of Acts is really the record of the works of the Holy Spirit, how the church was birthed, okay, and we learned that from our previous series, okay, the Enoch, that the Holy Spirit was the prime mover in birthing His church, and not only birthing His church, but causing His church to advance, okay, starting from Jerusalem, and then to Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, and up to today, the church of God has been forcefully advancing. Okay, and the Holy Spirit has been doing amazing things, okay, all over the world, okay, all across the body of Christ. Acts 1 verse 8 tells us, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Let me pray before I continue. Father God, in the name of Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, we ask right now that you would minister to us, Lord. Help us to know you, Holy Spirit. We open our hearts to your word. I pray that you would quicken our spirit and our soul, that faith, Lord, will arise within us, Lord God, so that we will all the more depend on you and make ourselves an instrument, a vessel, where you can move mightily through us, because that is your will for us, Lord. Holy Spirit, let your will be done in this place tonight as you minister to these people. Give us ears to hear what you want to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, about the Holy Spirit, this is what Jesus has to say about the Holy Spirit, no? In John chapter 15. Okay, when he was reclining at the table, what we know, the Last Supper, he was talking to his disciples and giving some important ministry and words and reminders. And this is what he said. But when the Helper, referring to the Holy Spirit, comes in John 15 verse 26, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, that's a capital S, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. So really, the main goal of the Holy Spirit is to bear witness about Jesus Christ. Okay, God the Son, Jesus Christ. And then verse 27, and you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning, or you have experienced the grace that God has revealed to you. And this this verse really tells us that Jesus wants to empower his church through the Holy Spirit so that his church can become an effective witness, because God wants to bring a testimony and a witness to people through his church, through you and me. And He wants us to be effective witnesses of the gospel to any individual, families, communities, people groups, and even nations. That's the desire of God. He wants to use you and me. And not just to preach, but really to demonstrate signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's why Christianity really, in a real sense, is exciting. Okay, Mark chapter 16. Again, this is Jesus before he was taken to heaven, right before the very eyes of his disciples. Verse 15, this is what Jesus said. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." This is the mandate that Jesus given his disciples to go and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. That he lived the perfect life we can never live. And he died the death we should have died. Yet, 3 days later, he rose back from the dead and offering repentance and gift of salvation and forgiveness to those who will repent and believe him. And believe the gospel. That is the gospel. The gospel saves. The gospel forgives. The gospel transforms and changes lives and nations. That's the power of the gospel. Verse 17, Jesus said to his disciples, "And these signs will accompany those who believe." How many of you here believe Jesus? Can I see your hands? Okay, if you're a believer, you consider yourself a believer of Jesus Christ. This is a promise that Jesus said, that these signs, okay, will accompany those who believe. In other words, signs are supposed to follow those who believe, not the believers following some signs. And we see that unfortunately, with some Christians, okay, they are following whatever signs. If there are prophetic revival meeting here and some prophet has come and in this place, and there is just going around hopping from church to church following signs rather than signs following them in the workplace, in the campus, wherever they go. This is how it should be, that signs will follow you if you believe, those who believe. What are these signs? Okay, Jesus said, "In my name they will cast out demons." Okay, something. Okay, we can cast out demons, any unclean spirit or whatever demonic oppression or demonic influence. In other words, there's something that needs to be taken out from us. But then, okay, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons and they will speak in new tongues. It doesn't talk just about something being taken out from us. God also wants to put in something in us, and that's the Holy Spirit. Jesus here was referring to the Holy Spirit, where he will pour out and baptize his people. And the sign of that is they will begin to speak in new tongues, pray in tongues. Okay, so something that is being poured out into us, that we are being filled. It's unfortunate that there are those really who believe today that there is no such thing as the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or that speaking in tongues is of the devil. When it is not. Even the Bible doesn't say that. I don't know where they get that kind of thought and accusation. In fact, the Bible said, Paul said in Corinthians, that do not forbid, okay, speaking in tongues, because it is from God. It is supernatural. It is something that God wants to pour out on us, fill us up, so that we can burst in our faith and begin to move, because it's an issue of faith. We don't understand, okay, so, but I'm not going to that. So, but Jesus was saying this, okay, something is taken out from us and something will be poured in, so that, okay, signs and wonders will follow. When they pick up snakes, verse 18, serpents with their hands, and if they drink deadly poison, okay, it will not hurt them. Now, listen to me. This is very important. Look down here. Look at me. Do not do this at home. Okay? Don't try to drink deadly poison and say, okay, sige nga Lord, kung totoo ka talaga. Okay? You said, if I believe, I will drink deadly poison. No. Okay, so, not intentional. Okay? Because, harm to believers and persecutions are real. One example here is when Paul, when he was a prisoner of Rome because of the gospel, on his way to Rome, okay, they encountered a shipwreck, and they landed into this island, and the islanders welcomed them. And when they were gathering sticks and woods to burn some fire, a serpent, okay, a viper, a poisonous snake, wrapped around his arms, okay, and bit him, actually. But he shook the snake to the fire. And the islanders said to themselves, okay, it's in record in the book of Acts, they said to themselves na talagang criminal itong taong to kasi hindi siya pinakawalan ng justice. Kahit na nakawala siya doon sa shipwreck, okay, justice is coming after him. So hinihintay nilang tumirik si Paul, the Apostle Paul. And later on, walang nangyari. Okay lang si Paul. Kwento-kwento siya, okay? Started kay, you know, Paul started testifying and preaching the gospel. Now their minds were changed. Sabi na, this must be God that has come upon us. And they started worshiping and bringing some offerings. But Paul rebuked them, and Paul begins to preach the gospel. And he begins to lay hands on sick people, and every sick people in the island, they were healed. Amazing. The power of the gospel working through the Holy Spirit to those who believe. How many of you here believe again? This is the word of God to those who believe. In his name, they will pick up snakes, drink deadly poison, okay, and it will not hurt them at all. They will lay hands on sick people and they will get well. And this is a promise. And it's not about whether the sick person you're going to pray believes it or not. As long as you believe, you can lay hands on sick people and they can recover. They can get well. Now, Acts chapter 3, okay, Acts chapter 3, after having received the power of the Holy Spirit, and the disciples started to go out and preaching the gospel, which is actually the first record of a miraculous healing done by an apostle, okay, through Peter and John, okay, of course, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Prior to the power of the Holy Spirit coming upon the disciples, okay, they were not sure how to minister. They don't know how to go about preach the gospel. They just went there and pray. But after the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon them and they had such an encounter, that such boldness came upon them, especially Peter. And we know who Peter is. He's the one who denied Jesus 3 times. Right? He was matapang tong taong to pagkasama niya yung 11. Pero pag siya na mag-isa, okay? Teka, hindi ko kilala yan. Right? So, something about this man. But something happened to him. Something changed when the Holy Spirit came upon him. When he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he started to preach the gospel. And this time, he started to step out in faith and begin to perform something miraculous. Okay? Rare occasion among the people in his time. And I want us to understand that God uses his people actually to perform miracles. How many of you believe that God still does miracles today? Come on now. There's some Christian believers actually believe that, you know, the gifts of healing, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are no longer available. Okay, so it's unfortunate that they are unbelieving believers. Right? They believe in God, but they can't believe that, you know, God is still working today so powerfully and so miraculously. Okay, so, and as a result, they become critical, and their lack of faith and openness hinders them to really be able to experience how the Holy Spirit wants to move through them. I want us to understand, church, that God, even today, God so desires to show himself to people. God so desires to speak to people. Do you know that? God so desires that people will have an encounter with him. You know, I remember just a few months ago, we went into a school of empowerment class. We were the first batch of this class here in the Philippines. And most of us were pastors. And we have a application, a workshop. Our workshop will be, we will go to the mall, market, okay? And we would begin to do some power evangelism. In other words, we're going to have to believe God for the supernatural so that we can preach the gospel to people. And one pastor, Okay, there were two of them. We went two by two, and pastor was engaging this sales lady in sa market. And then while he was talking and engaging the lady, the other pastor was praying. And then suddenly he felt like God was showing him. There's a number 5 blinking right in front of him. And so he asked the sales lady, "Can I ask you something? What is number 5 to you? Anong pong significance nung number 5? Meron po bang significance yung number 5 sa inyo?" And then, nagulat yung babae, sabi niya, "Birthday ko po." Okay, just 2 days ago. Okay, that was on the 7th. That was 2 days back. It was her birthday. And this guy, this pastor, just felt like, you know, God was speaking. God wants to speak to the lady. And sabi nung pastor, "You know what? I just felt like God wants you to know. God wants you to know that He has never forgotten you. That He knows who you are, and He has seen you from the day you were conceived, and He has so much plans for you." Alam mo, umiiyak na yung tindera. And we didn't know what happened on her birthday. Okay, paano niya na-celebrate yung birthday. But as the pastor begins to minister in faith, this lady begins to cry out, okay, and begins to sob, and he begins to preach the gospel, and he begins to pray to receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. Isn't that amazing? Just a simple, you know, a flash of number 5 to the pastor who doesn't mean anything to him, but it means so much to that girl. It means so much to her that when she heard that God wanted her to know that she has never been forgotten, she began to cry. Who would have thought that during that day, some guy would come to her and tell her that God has never forgotten her, and that she would have an encounter with God? You see, that's the heart of God. That's the heart of God. In the midst of such a depressing, you know, long line in the LRT or kung saan ka man pumipila, bangko man, halos lahat, pila na, no? Kahit dito. And in all of those stress, if we're going to look at the heart of God, God's heart is always wants to express His goodness and His faithfulness and His amazing grace and unconditional love to people. He wants to do that. But He needs people like you and me who believes. We've got to believe. That's what God wants to do. And that's what really this is all about. Especially particularly healing. Okay, when people are sick, there's just so much, okay? So much worry. Pagka nagkasakit ka, meron na kasamang stress, anxiety, and all concerns about the future. Hello, come on now. I remember one time. All right, so, of course, this was out of my ignorance, you know. I was going to the gym heavily, and I was trying to really gain weight. So I was, for 3 weeks, okay, went into carb loading. After I go to the gym, okay, I would eat spaghetti and anong tawag dito? Lasagna, okay. This was back in Dumaguete, no? And then one night, after I was reading my Bible around 12 midnight, suddenly parang nanghihina yung legs ko. And about 3 in the morning, nagulat ako. Nasa bed ako, nung tumagilid ako ganun, hindi sumama yung kalahati ng katawan ko. Oh, Lord, what has happened to me? Lord, 40 years old lang ako. I thought I had a stroke. Low potassium lang pala, no? Okay, so, so saging, kulang lang pala sa saging. Okay? But when you have all of this, alam mo yun, things that you feel, how many of you, I began to worry, I began to think about my kids. Apat sila, maliliit pa. Okay? Yung asawa ko, okay? 40 lang kami. Lord, no. Okay, so, and that was just, you know, it wasn't even sickness. Because apparently, my body reacted even though konti lang yung bumaba ng potassium ko, no? Which is a good thing. Kasi yung iba talaga, sobrang baba na, bigla na lang atakihin. Okay, so apparently nag-respond agad yung katawan ko. So pinakain lang ako ng saging ng kaibigan kong doktor, okay, while he checked on my blood and after that night, okay, sumama na ako sa bowling. I could still not walk kasi medyo mahina pa, but I was just there in fellowshipping. And you know, but good thing na I have a God. I'm at peace, okay? Even though I could see kung ano yung iiwanan ko, I'm still at peace. I know that God will take it. How about those people really who have no faith at all, who don't know where to put their faith? So many people going through tough situations. to the point that they would compromise, they would, alam mo yun, kapit sa patilim, ika nga, because of such pressure. And then, what happens when somebody, a believer, a man, a woman of God would come in and begin to speak hope and minister? Power of God. Change begins to happen. God wants to heal people. He wants to just reach out to people. How should we respond as believers? Well, let's learn from Peter and John. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, at the ninth hour. This is about 3 in the afternoon. This is about the time where Jesus actually breathed his last, no? And it became a tradition, okay? The 3 o'clock habit, okay? And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms for those entering the temple, okay? And he has been lame since birth. Itong taong to, hindi pa to nakaranas maglakad o lumakad. Verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. Okay, nanlimos siya. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." What happened here? Peter and John begin to see a man, right, who has been in that same position, okay, for many years now. They begin to see a need and they begin to engage. That's the attitude we need to have. We see the need and we engage. How many needs do we see every day in our lives? How many beggars, children in the street asking for money and food, and we see them, and most of the time, really, we ignore them. Okay? We judge them. Kasama ka sa ano, sindikato ka. Okay? Because that's what we already believe. Because that's what we heard. How many times we see an opportunity and rather than engaging, we just ignore an opportunity or a need. There's so much need in the world. So much. Sa loob pangalan ng church, sobrang dami ng pwedeng ministeran at daming pagprehan. Doon pa kaya sa labas? Hello, are you with me? And yet, it has become a habit that we almost, you know, just overlook and pass by a need rather than engage. But Peter and John, they saw this need and they began to engage to this guy. In fact, it has been so long, usually, people go to the temple to receive healing. But it's been so long that there was not a miracle happening inside the temple. Okay? Kaya nandun na lang siya sa gate. At, you know, nanlilimos na lang siya. But Peter and John, they were different kind of folks. They were believers of Jesus Christ. They saw this need and they begin to engage. They begin to engage. They begin to zero into this person. That's what we need. That's how we should respond when we see the need. I tell you, church, tomorrow, when you go to work, when you go to school, whatever you're going to do, there's going to be so much need that you're going to see just within your sphere of influence. And what an opportunity, really, to let God do something powerful and miraculous through you. If you believe, if you really believe. And know and understand that God wants to use you. And then verse 5, and as he fixed his attention to them, this beggar, expecting to receive something from them, but Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Wow. Peter said, "Sorry, wala akong ginto, wala akong silver. Binigay ko na lahat." Chapter 2. All the believers were one in heart, giving all of their possession. Remember that? Chapter 2, and no one was in need. So, wala, no material stuff. But he said, "What I have, I give you." In other words, Peter and John know what they have. They knew what they have within them, and they are willing to give that. And that's the same attitude that we need to have. We have to know what we have and give. Hello? Come on now. Know what you have and give. Sometimes we get so focused in our own needs that we fail to see what we already have. We are too focused in trying to get more gold and silver that we miss out what we already have. God filling us up and wanting to use us to demonstrate His goodness to others. Come on, church. This is what Christianity is all about. I want to just step out and begin to give. Peter and John knew that what this man really needs, more than the few silver and few cents and a few dollars, what he really needs was a miraculous healing from God, which he has never experienced. He needs to walk because he was born crippled, lame. Peter and John knew that. The Holy Spirit impressed into them, that's not what he really needs. Of course, he has never walked, so he just resort to begging food because he can't work. He can't walk. But what he really needs was a miraculous healing from God. And you all know what happened. He got the miracle because Peter knows what he have and he was willing to give it. He's willing to give it. Church, I want you to understand, if you call yourself a believer, a disciple, you have so much. Hello? You have so much compared to an unchurched person out there. So much. And you may not be able to give big in the mission pledge. It doesn't matter. You can give, an encouragement. You can give prayer. You can give hope. Yesterday, I had an opportunity. We were praying on one of our leaders, okay? Not the usual him. Because if you know this guy, he's expert in talking, according to him, okay? he's expert in talking and, basta pagdating sa kwentuhan, bangka siya. And he's a very jolly person. And for some reason, okay, we were praying, we were having a prayer meeting, and he's kind of weak. And he said, okay, basta kasi pastor, masama ang pakiramdam ko, because I feel something inside my stomach. And so of course, I'm a believer. What will I do? Minum ka na ba ng gamot? No. Can I just pray for you? Let me pray for you, bro. And I started praying, declaring healing upon him. But after 20 minutes, kasi sabi niya, Pastor, nawala yung ano ko. Sakit ng tiyan ko. Well, praise God. Hello? Come on now. God is able to do that. Coincidence? No. The Holy Spirit working. Oh yeah, okay. Not so grand, not so big, huh? But even small things like that. What happened was, we met each other again that night, later that night in a birthday, and we ate. So sabi niya, Pastor, sakit ulit yan tiyan ko, hindi dahil something is wrong. So sobrang busog. So dami ng kinain na crispy pata. Anyway, so but God does. Okay. God does miracle. Now imagine if you do that, if that happens to an unchurched. I remember when I was a very young pastor, I was a youth pastor in our Malati church, a brand new church. And I was ministering to the campuses there. And during this particular day, I was in Adamson University. And this was the second week of our victory group. And that week, almost everyone came into the group. There were about eight of them, almost everyone came with sore eyes. Talagang pula-pula yung mga mata. Okay, so, sa loob-loob ko, Lord, bahala ka na sa akin. Okay, so, dalawa lang doon yung walang sore eyes. And then there's this girl, kay na talagang, akala ko, kay hindi lang siya may sore eyes, talagang sobrang mugto yung mata niya. And she was crying. She looked so sad. And I felt in my spirit that something is wrong with her. So I decided not to, to close my nose. And I just talked to her and said, ask her, are you okay? Is there anything wrong? And she begins to cry. And she begins to narrate to me how just, the past week, her mother was diagnosed with cancer in the blood, leukemia. And nagpa second opinion sila, and it's been confirmed. And, there are times that as a minister, okay, oh Lord, anong gagawin ko dito? I was young, okay, and inexperienced. But I felt like I said to her, I said, I'm so sorry about that. And, the God that I serve, He is able to heal. And I believe He can heal your mom. Ito yung sinabi ko talaga, di ko makalimutan ko. And then I made some disclaimer, okay? And sabi ko, I want to pray and believe God that, your mom will be healed. Sabi ko, but even if God will not heal your mom, sabi ko, even if God will not heal your mom, I just want you to know that it will not change the fact that God is still good, that God is still powerful, and that He wants you to surrender your life to Him. Yun ang sabi ko. Whether God will heal your mom or not, I believe He can, but even if she will not be healed, God has the power. He has all the power, and you can trust Him. And so I started praying. We all started praying, okay? Most of them were crying already, and we started praying. I started really praying hard, Lord, show Yourself mighty. Okay? Show Yourself mighty to this young girl. That was on a Thursday. The next week, just a few days, Tuesday, she went into the center, okay, along Taft Avenue. Okay, she was looking for me and she was crying. Kuya Donnie, Kuya Donnie. Okay, Kuya Donnie. Uso pa yung Kuya Donnie noon. Kuya Donnie, my mom. Okay, talagang nagpa-test na sila. They have a couple of tests. There was no trace of cancer. Sa loob-loob ko, talaga sigurado ka? Parang, sa kayo na, ako pa yung hindi naniwala, yung mga ganun kang moments na, talaga sigurado ka? Totoo ba yan? Talaga? Okay? Sino ba yung tinanungan nyo? Okay, so, but they did some couple of tests, okay? More than twice. Couple of tests, and there was no trace. I just felt like I need to preach the gospel to her. So I told her, God is good to you. God loves you. He died for you. You need to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You and your entire household, your family. Bring your mom here on Sunday. We're going to pray for her. And she did. The gospel. The Holy Spirit. Could you imagine? Kung ikaw yun, di ba? Ako hindi ko nga alam anong gagawin ko. Your mom, diagnosed of cancer. Personally, I've experienced such distress, with my wife. Okay, when Dorothy, when she gave birth to our firstborn, and she was diagnosed with multiple gallbladder stones, like big. We saw it in the ultrasound, and the doctor told us to she needed to be operated. Kasi night after night, I would see my wife really in pain. Okay, talagang, and I feel so. Hindi ko ma-explain. Sobrang halos galit ako sa sarili ko dahil wala akong magawa sa pain ng asawa ko. Sana ako na lang. And doctor told us you have to prepare 75,000, okay? So let's have her operated. And I have no problems believing God with money. I've believed God more than 75,000 in my life. That kayang-kaya ni Lord 'yon. Walang problema yung faith ko. But my wife, iba naman ang faith niya. Sabi niya, can you just give me some time? I want to pray and believe God for healing. I don't want any, cut in my body. Kaya nga, okay, gusto ko normal eh. Okay, so I honored her faith. Sige, let's pray. And she began to pray and pray, and suddenly we just realized, okay, tulog, parang wala nang pain. Wala nang pain. So, we took it as something that really God healed her. Years has passed, 11 years after, she felt the pain again. So, just to be sure, we went to the hospital and had her ultrasound. There was nothing. there was only a very tiny, according to the doctor, insignificant stone. Insignificant. Okay? So, God healed her. God healed her. What's a miracle that our family experienced? Because God is able to do that. God desires. We just have to know what we have and begin to step out and give. You have something. You have so much. Hello? Come on now. Don't think na wala eh. Kulang pa faith ko. Ano. In fact, it's in giving that you begin to grow. It's in really understanding who your God is that your confidence begins to grow within you. Verse 7 and 8, and he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Wow. For the first time in his life, this crippled man jumped to his feet. First time. Hindi tayo makarelate kasi ilang beses na tayong nagja-jump, no? But this man, first time in his entire life, was jumping and praising God because he was miraculously healed. Miraculously healed. By whom? Peter and John. Eh, Pastor, si Peter yan eh. Yeah, Peter, the one who denied Jesus. The one who is scared about his life. Who experienced the power of the Holy Spirit and just begin to have that faith within him right now. Now he had an attitude, okay, to step out in faith and expected God to move. That's the attitude we need to have as well. We need to just step out in faith. Step out in faith. Just take that step. When was the last time you actually experienced something miraculous? When was the last time? And I'm not just talking about miraculous healing, provision, even one of the most important miracles, okay? Being able to preach the gospel and the person respond to the gospel and got saved. That's one of the best miracles, really. When was the last time we actually firsthand, hello, church, come on now, experience that. And God so wants every one of us, each and every one of us who believes, he so wants to display himself mighty. Do you know that God is such a show off? Hello? Not in a negative, you know, understanding. But really, God wants to show you. I mean, you look at the stars. Look at the space. Does the earth really need that kind of space and ground? I mean, almost everywhere you see, God is just, there's just too much excess about God because he wants to show up. Hello? Come on now. And if you will only have the faith, how God wants to show himself mighty before you, you'd be so amazed. You'd be so humbled and say, wow, Lord, this is not about me. This is about you. But we just have to step out in faith and begin to expect God to move in our behalf. With boldness, Peter begins to took the hand of this, you know, lame. Faith without action is dead. He just begins to pick him up. And when he stood up, he jumped. Wow. You know what happened? Crowds begin to gather and Peter began to preach. Woo-hoo. Something greater happened. Hundreds got saved over one miraculous healing. You know, we have this one youth leader in our church. Okay, he had such faith within him na yung miniministeran niya nagkaroon ng injury because of skateboard. How many of you are nag-skateboard dito? Okay, so nagka-injury siya because of skateboard. And so when they met, okay, one time just in the street, nakita niya, okay, magayong kamay. He started praying for him, talaga praying for 20 minutes. Okay, sabi niya, parang yung pinagpiprayahan niya, parang ano ba to, not even believing, wants to get out. 20 minutes, ang tagal nagpipray, but he was praying and expecting, and they began to see
na unti-unti nawawala yung swelling. This is a young guy, one of our leaders. Bumalik, nawala yung swell sa kamay. Totally healed, instant. Instant healing. Alright, so I didn't put the picture there, but he's in the church now. Coming to church, being ministered. And now this guy, this leader, sa sobrang excited niya, naghahanap siya kung sino may sakit. Ala na, iba na eh. Iba na ang experience. Lalo siya naging bold. Kaya nga, minsan kami, talagang in-expose namin siya, bro, liga, pag-pray mo to, bro. Yes, we can do it, but we are all the more exposing him. Because he's becoming more and more firm in his faith. You know, God, if we will just see the heart of God, and it can be in the simple office place, it can be a simple emotional pain of a friend of yours, that when you begin to reach out, step out, and expect that God would do something, miraculous things can happen. And here's what I want us to understand. The Holy Spirit works to heal people so that the gospel of Jesus will be heard and experienced. Alam nyo, minsan problema dyan, kung nahihiya tayo sa gospel or hindi natin alam ang gospel, then most likely, we cannot step out in faith. And that's why we have to know what we have. We have to see, learn to see what Jesus see and begin to engage. We have to step out in faith. And you'd be surprised how God so wants to move on your behalf through you to show himself faithful to people. You know, Peter, as I close, this is what he testified in verse 16 of Acts chapter 3. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is in is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health. Wow. Not only that he begins to walk, now he has perfect health in the presence of you all. And people began to rejoice and praise God. You see, the miraculous healing is not just really for the person. It can be a testimony so that many more will begin to believe. Starting from us. And I hope and pray that, you know, as believers, we will continue on believing and we will begin to really take steps of faith and begin to move expecting God to do something. Let me just pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your power, God, that is at work even right now, Lord. Oh God, I pray right now that you would stir up hearts and faith. I'd like to pray for some people here today while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you have an illness, ikaw, I'm not talking about your member of your family, you, I'm talking to you. If you have some illness, maybe you are under medication, and I'm not saying that you stop medication, I just want to pray for you. Would you just please stand on your feet? And I want to believe God, just a miraculous healing for you. Whatever sickness that you may have, okay, whether that's a chronic migraine, whatever chronic illness that is there anyone here at all like that? Just stand on your feet. I want to pray for you. I believe God is here and he wants to show himself mighty to you. Oh, praise God. Father, let me pray for you. Father, you know, those of you seated, if you believe that God can heal these people, would you just stretch out your hands to them? Father, I thank you right now that we have this opportunity to declare your healing upon these people right now. Father, we pray, let your power come upon their bodies and remove every illness that they may have, Lord God. Whatever it is, Lord, whether it's a chronic illness, Lord God, that has been happening, Lord, that is causing them stress, Lord God, and worries, I break this sickness in their body right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray and I trust and believe for a testimony of a miraculous healing come upon their body right now. Whatever it is, Lord God, whatever that sickness is, Lord God,
Even though that sickness is causing some medical attention and medicines, Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, that the hour will come. That the hour will come, Lord God, that there'll be no need, Lord God, to continue on with the medication because you are healing them. And I declare that you are able to do that. Lord, I believe. And so I pray for these people right now. Heal them, Lord. And if it's your will, Lord God, grant them perfect health, Lord God. Perfect health, Lord God. Restore them to their strength, Lord God. So that they will no longer be worried, no longer be stressed, no longer be hindered to believe, Lord. And give them the faith, not only to believe for themselves, but even to testify to others who may need to experience your healing as well. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. There's another thing I want to pray for here today. And you know, God is able to heal not just physical, real physical illness, but perhaps some of you here, you know, while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, it's just in an attitude of prayer right now. Maybe some of you needs to be healed emotionally. You've been hurt. There's anger, there's bitterness, there's offense in you. You know, it's difficult to trust, difficult, you know, to be thankful. There's just that criticism in you. And, you know, God is able to release you from that. Such burden, emotional, you know, burden, emotional stress, even relational dysfunctions. Maybe, you know, you are in a family that is dysfunctional and needs to be restored. Marriages healed, relationships healed. You know, God is able to heal that too. And if that's you, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I personally am a testimony of how the Lord healed my family and restored such a dysfunctional home that every one of them right now are serving God. I want to believe God with you. If that's you, just lift up your hands. If you're believing God for healing, release from whatever offense, emotional hurt, pain, relational dysfunctions. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you are not just concerned for these people physically, but you are also concerned for them, Lord God, in their emotions, Lord God, in their soul. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal their soul, God. That you will deliver them, Lord God, from whatever emotional pain, Lord God, and distress that they are feeling, Lord God. Whatever effects, relational dysfunctions that brought upon them, Lord God. I pray right now in Jesus' name that they will be healed. And I pray that joy will begin to creep into their hearts, Lord God. Gratitude and thankfulness and faith to believe, Lord, that you have something good, that you have reserved something best for them, Lord. Oh God, I pray right now, the ability to be released and to forgive and to overlook an offense. And even if, Lord God, the enemy will remind them of the situation or an instance where they saw the very person, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that in that instant, Lord, they will testify that they have been delivered. They have been healed emotionally. No pain whatsoever, because you have healed them and released them of this burden. Thank you, Lord, because this is your good, pleasing, and perfect will for them. In Jesus' name, amen.